Okay, here's the good news if you're the CEO of Wells Fargo. You're really, really rich, even though your bank has been found responsible for a shameful scheme back in 2008 to boost profits. The bad news? You have to face a public tongue-lashing from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Mr. Stump, the Wells Fargo vision and values statement, which you frequently cite, says, quote, "We believe in values live, not phrases memorized. If you want to find out how strong a company's ethics are, don't listen to what its people say. Watch what they do." So let's do that.
Okay, glad that wasn't me in the hot seat before the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Instead, it was John Stumpf, CEO of Wells Fargo. Warren and the rest of the committee grilled him mercilessly about his leadership at the bank, about the scheme of overly aggressive sales targets that pressured low-wage workers to create 2 million bogus accounts, hitting customers with fees and damaging their credit ratings. So here's a bit more of Senator Elizabeth Warren's verbal spanking of John Stumpf.
This is about accountability. You should resign. You should give back the money that you took while this scam was going on, and you should be criminally investigated by both the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, this just isn't right. A cashier who steals a handful of 20s is held accountable, but Wall Street executives who almost never hold themselves accountable, not now and not in 2008, when they crushed. How do you explain this to your own shareholders?
There is a process that the board goes through, and they will do that. They've already met, and we won't give that.
I don't understand. You keep saying there's, you know, the board, as if these are strangers that you met in a dark alley. Under the bylaws of Wells Fargo, and I'm quoting here, the chairman shall preside at all meetings of the board. And you were able to make changes. Why can you not?
I'm going to have the board do their process.
You are going to have no recommendation at all, at any point in this process?
Whatever the board accepts, whatever they do, I will accept and I will support.
You are not passive here. If you have nothing to do, what are you doing serving as chairman of the board? If you have no opinions on the most massive fraud that has hit this bank since the beginning of time, how can it be that you actually get to continue to collect a paycheck for being chairman of the board?
Senator Elizabeth Warren grilling Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf yesterday before the Senate Banking Committee. More than 5,000 Wells Fargo workers have been fired, and the bank has been fined $185 million. But not a single high-level executive was forced out or forced to give back tens of millions of dollars in pay that resulted from the fraud. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.